Lord, I believe. Just help our unbelief and have mercy on us, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your divine protection upon us since the beginning of the day. Thank you for your mercies unto us, Lord. Thank you for journey mercies, O living God. Thank you, Lord, for making a way for us to be in your house this evening. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your goodness and mercies unto us. Thank you for the blessing that, Master, your people received here last Sunday, O living God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ever since then, you have been our help. You have been our whole sufficiency. Lord, you have been our protection. You have been, O living God, our Father. We say, blessed be thy name, Master. Take all the glory, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Be with us, Heavenly Father, in this service, this midway prayer meeting, Lord. With this little admonition, may you take control, Master. Lord, may you speak to our hearts, O living God. May you teach us thy precepts, O God. Lord, may your word mix us with faith in our hearts, O living God, so that we do our souls good, O living God. Help us at the time of prayer. Give us, Master, Lord, your grace to pray and to pray through, O living God. Lord, may you give us the spirit of, Master, supplication and intercession that we're able to pray and intercede for our brethren, O living God, Master. Thank you for granting this request, Master. Lord Jesus, at the end of the service, may you have every cause to glorify thy great holy name, Master. Lord, those of your children that are on their way coming, may you bring them down safely, Lord. Those that will not be able to come, be with them, Master Jesus. Thank you for granting, Lord, this request. Those that will be on the hookup, may you help them and be with them and bless them also, Father. Thank you for granting all this request, Father. Blessed be thy name, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. You are welcome to the church this evening. Let's open our Bible to the book of Jeremiah as we continue our lesson. Jeremiah chapter 29 from verse 10 to 14. Then we read Luke chapter 16 verse 16. First Jeremiah 29. For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you, in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thought that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thought of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord. And I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. Luke chapter 16. Luke 16, verse 16. The Lord and the prophets were unto John, saying, that time the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. May the Lord Jesus add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his perfect word. You can please be seated. You're welcome, sir. God bless you, sir. You're welcome. God bless you. Praise ye the Lord. So we continue this sermon that we have been on for, I think, about two or three times now. Desperations. That Brother Abraham preached in 6309-01 here. Desperation. The last time, the last Sunday we looked at it, we stopped at Anna. So we continue this evening. We are not going back, we just continue from where we stopped. Now tonight we want to look at the Shunammite woman, and anywhere we reach, we just stop at the right time. The Shunammite woman, that's paragraph 102. Desperation, 6309-01E. Paragraph 102. Okay. The Shunammite woman had a little boy that the prophet has spoken the word of the Lord over. Though she was old and her husband old. We are reading. I'm not passing any comments. We are just reading. She was old and her husband old. They had no children, but she was kind to this prophet. And she knew that he was a man of God. She perceived that he was honorable, a real man. He came into the house, her husband not there, and whatever more. He was a holy man. And to see that he was an honorable person, she had watched him do signs and wonders. She had heard him tell things that happened. He was an honorable, holy man. She said to her husband, I perceive that this man that stopped with us is a holy man. The lady of the house, she knew that he was a holy man, and she built a little house out of there for him, so he wouldn't be embarrassed. He could come by when he wanted to, and so forth. She put a little bed out there, and a jug of water, and so forth, so he could wash himself and have something to drink. And she could probably send the maid out, or somebody, the butler, with some food to feed him, and come by the day to him, or something. And so when Elijah saw this kindness done to him, as it is written, what you do to my little ones, you do to me. So she saw that the woman was honoring God as she honored this prophet, as she seen God in the prophet. And so she wanted nothing for it. Do we hear that? She wanted nothing for the kindness she showed to the prophet. Not because of anything she wanted. We'll see it, but we know the story. She wanted nothing for it. She wanted nothing for it. It wasn't in her heart for anything. She just done it because she loved God. She didn't do it for any blessing. She just did it. Now, Elijah said, God, go ask her. Shall I speak to the king for her? I'm a personal friend between the king. or the chief captain. I know him real well. There is some favor, something I could do for her. I want to give her something for how she's been to me. She fed me. She let me sleep in the bed. And she's been real nice to us. Now what can I do? She said, no, I just dwell among my people. We are well off. We have a living. That's all. We don't need nothing. And Gehazi said to him, the prophet, but she doesn't have any children. No more than Gehazi said it, no doubt the prophet saw a vision. For he said, thus saith the Lord, go tell her, in the proper time, or the proper time, a year from now, she will embrace a son. And the son was born. When he was about 12 years old, how that old couple would have loved this little boy, their only child. And one day he was hard cutting wheat with his daddy. Must have been about the middle of the day. He had a sunstroke, I suppose, because he began to holler my head. He got sicker and sicker. His daddy had to take him from the field, and it was such an emergency there that he sent a servant and sent him in. The mother held him on her lap until noontime, and he died. Notice, her only child that had been given to her by the Lord through the prayer and the promise of the prophet, and thus saith the Lord. She knew there was something wrong somewhere. It just wouldn't work. How would God give her that son and let her love come to that baby? Yes, she never asked for it. She was too old to have it. And the hand of God had to pronounce it. A man spoke it, the prophet, and there this baby in this condition had died, her only son. So she said to the servant, saddle me the mule, and you ride, and don't you stop. If anybody tries to stop you, don't you say a word, and you drive straight to the to Mount Carmel, up there in a cave somewhere, pull back. There is a servant of the Most High God. The one who told me, thus saith the Lord, I will have the baby. I want to know why God has did or done this. So he said, go straight forward and don't check the moon. Let him just run as hard as anything is in him. He let him run till you get there. Desperation. And Elijah the prophet raised up, looked and said, here comes that Tsunamite. And she, something wrong with her. God has kept it from me. I don't know what's wrong. Said, go meet her, Gehazi. Let's hurry. There is something wrong. Desperation set in on the prophet. Desperation on the woman. See, they were coming together. One wanting to know what God, to know what the word of the Lord was, and the other one didn't know what the word of the Lord was. There you have. One waiting to know it, the other one didn't know it. The woman wanted to know it, and the prophet didn't know it. Said, go, God has kept it from me. I don't know what to tell her when she gets here. So she was almost there then and raised up his hand. He said, is all well with thee? Is all well with thy husband? Is all well with the child? Now the woman has reached the end of her desperation. She said, all is well. Glory, all is well. Her desperation was over. She had found the servant of the Lord. If he hasn't been there, she would still be in desperation. But you see, he was there. He said, all is well. Elisha thought, well, what's going on now? So she ran up and fell down at his feet.
that look kind of uncommon. So Gehazi just lifted her up, said, let her alone. Don't do that. Elisha said to his servant, don't do that. Let her alone. There is something wrong. God kept it from me. Then she revealed to him that the baby was dead. Now the prophet didn't know what to do. He said, Gehazi, take this staff that I have worked on, and know, he knew that whatever he touched was blessed, because it wasn't him, it was God in him. He knew who he was. He knew that he was a prophet. So he picked up this staff and said, Gehazi, you take this staff and you go and lay it up upon the child. And if anybody speak to you, you get their spirit. And don't you salute nobody. And just keep going on. Don't speak to nobody. Put it upon the child. But the woman, that doesn't end her desperation. That doesn't hurt her desperation. They didn't satisfy what she come for. She said, has the Lord God liveth, I'm not going to leave you until you go minister to the child. And Elisha got desperate. He went down the road, him and the woman. And when they got there, all the people were out in the yard, screaming and crying. The woman had done the most appropriate thing could be done. She took the baby and laid it on the bed where Elisha had laid. That was as good as a staff. It didn't wake up there. So the thing wouldn't work. She wanted to know something different. The prophet went in. Now he is in desperation. Now what's he going to do? And we find in the Bible that he walked up and down the floor, desperate. I don't know nothing else to do. Lord, here am I. You told me to speak that to that woman. And don't say the Lord. And it was exactly the way I told her, because you told me. Now she is in trouble. And I don't know what to do. There lays a dead baby, a dead boy. What can I do, Lord? No doubt the Holy Spirit said, if the God is in you, then lay yourself on the baby. First thing you know, he stopped, run and put his hand upon his hand, his nose upon his nose, his lip upon his lip. And when he laid himself over it, the baby sneezed 7 times. Desperation was over. The baby came to life because that desperation drove the woman to the prophet, and desperation drove the prophet to the baby, and desperation in both of them drove God on the scene. With love of God and love for his people, brought the love of God down, throw faith out on the battlefield, and the work was done. Case closed. Amen. That's it. Desperation does it. Certainly she wasn't going to live. Blind Bartimaeus thought Jesus was going to pass him by. Setting out there at the gate, blind beggar for alms. The first thing you know, heard a noise. Jesus was passing by. He said, who passes by? Somebody shove him down. He said, please, somebody, who is passing by? One of them, where maybe a kind little disciple woman, said to him, sir, don't you know who that is passing by? No, I heard some of them say, there is a whole grave full of dead people up here. If you raise the dead, go raise them. Is it a blasphemer or somebody? No. Have you ever heard of that prophet of Galilee? That young prophet called Jesus of Nazareth? No. where, you know, in the Bible it says in our scroll that the son of David will be raised up to set on it. That's him. Is that him? Is that him? He's passing by. Desperation drove him to scream, "Oh Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. Pass me not, O gentle Savior." Hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by, O Jesus. Some of them said, "Shut up, you make too much noise." But he was desperate. If he got by, he might never have another opportunity. We might not either. This might be the last night. Desperation. He screamed out, "Oh Jesus!" No matter who told him to stop, he cried just the same. That much more louder. When they told him to shut up, it made him get louder. He was desperate. Nobody could stop him. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And he screamed in desperation. And the son of God, with the seal of the world upon his shoulder, going to Jerusalem to be offered up right then for a sacrifice for the world, stop in his track. The Bible says Jesus stood still. Stop in his track. Desperation. In despairing cry, stop the Son of God. A despairing cry, stop the Son of God, said, "What will you have me to do for you?" "Oh," said, "Lord, that I may receive my sight." Said, "Go your way. Your faith saved you." That was enough. Desperation. When desperation is to receive something, the faintest little touch, faith grab it. See, he didn't say, "Now wait a minute, hold there just a minute. Let me see if I can see now. I never did see my hands for many years. Let's see if I can see it. I don't see nothing yet." When Jesus said, "Thy faith has saved thee," that was enough. That's all he wanted. Desperation called for a subject. And when the subject, no matter how faint it is received, is believed right then. Because faith catches when desperation is pushing it. See, love in there mixes with it and bring it to it. Desperation does it. Blind Bartimaeus caught the vision quickly. Praise the Lord. Peter, he was all steam up one night on the sea when he got in desperation and he began to scream out, "There is something wrong. I see a spirit come walking to me." The ship was about to go down. He said, If it be you, Lord, bid me come to you and on the water." And he stepped down out of the ship and started. And he got scared when he got started. And he started to sink. And desperation, though a mistake, in trying to follow the commandment of God, I hope the church gets that. The man was doing what God told him to do. Now, you Christian tonight, you are in the line of duty trying to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. And a cancer grabbed you. A death grabbed you. A cancer, tubercular, whatever it is, in the line of duty, you have the same right that Peter had. "Lord, save me, for I perish." In desperation, he called out, and a hand reached out and picked him up. You have the same thing, but he screamed out, "Save me, Lord." He heard my despairing cry. "From the water lifted me, now save am I." That's it. When you cry out, maybe this woman, mother, whatever it was, to her a little son or a grandson or nephew, whatever it was, cried out in desperation, God heard. Then we find out that in the sinking, God heard him. In the line of duty, he started to sink. He failed. No matter if you fail, that don't have nothing to do with it. We all fail. We are a failure to begin with. But we got somebody standing now with a strong hand who can reach us and take us above the water. If you have made a mistake, some woman made a mistake, some man made a mistake, some boy or girl made a mistake, don't sink. Scream out in despair, Lord, save me or I will perish. Get desperate about it. God will hear you. He always hears a desperate soul. Praise the Lord. Let me read that again. If you have made a mistake, some woman made a mistake, some man made a mistake, some boy or girl made a mistake, don't sink. Scream out in despair, Lord, save me, or I will perish. God, get desperate about it. God will hear you. He always hears a desperate soul. Praise the Lord. That is one thing good. That's one thing. Will I say good? That is one thing special about our Lord. He doesn't talk deaf here to the cry of his children. He has never been guilty of that. Praise the Lord. May God help us. The Lord has never been guilty of turning a deaf ear to the cry of his children. He's not guilty of that. When his children cry, when they cry to him with desperate heart, Brother says, God hears a desperate soul. May God help us. That's what I'm trying to tell you about. Our dear Lord Jesus himself. Praise the Lord. Our time is up. Let's just stop here tonight. God bless you. Our Lord, he said, ask and ye shall what? Find. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto thee. For he that asketh receiveth. He that knocketh unto him the door is opened to. And he that seeketh do what? Findeth. He said, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, that I will do. He said, lo, I'm with you, even to the end of the age. He promised never to leave us or to do what? Forsake us. Praise the Lord. That is our God. And the same God Jesus, the Bible says, wheresoever two or three are gathered in my name, there I will be what? There in their midst. So there is nobody that will cry to God in desperation that God will let down. It has never happened and it will never happen. Praise the Lord. So with that confidence tonight, we can approach our God to ask him of whatever we want him to do for us. Let's bow down our heads. Let's ask him, whatever you want him to do for you, ask him now. Ask. And ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto thee. Let's ask him. If truly we believe that the Lord Jesus is here, if truly we believe that he will heal a desperate soul, as Abraham said, if truly we believe that he will not forsake us nor leave us, he is interested in everything that has to do with us. If truly we believe that, then it should not be a problem for us to cry unto him, because we know that he hears. When we pray, he hears our prayer. Let's call upon him for whatsoever we want him to do for us. And let's have faith and believe that he is here to answer our prayers. In Jesus Christ's name we have prayed. If you need the help of faith, why don't you raise up your hand for a servant to commit us to the hand of the Lord. God bless you, sir.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for bringing us to your house. We want to appreciate this little exhortation that we have just had, part of the message, desperation. We thank you for the characters in the scripture, especially the ones that were mentioned tonight, the Shunammite woman, Lord, that of blind Bartimaeus, and also Peter. Therefore, that these men and women, Lord, that lived in time past, Lord, and Lord, they took you at your word, and Lord, you prove yourself unto them. This is our own time. These, O God, were recorded, Lord, for an example unto us, that, Lord, when we are also at the point of kneeling like this, O God, we might be able to know how to reach out unto you and to receive our need. Gracious Father, having heard this tonight, and knowing that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever, Lord, you cannot listen to them in their time and come to our time and turn deaf ears unto us. You don't act that way, Father. Master Jesus will present ourselves to you tonight, O God, that same grace that came upon them, the same faith, the same desperation, the same anointing that came upon them to ask and they receive, may come upon us also, Father. We pray, O living God, that you drive away fear, unbelief, doubt, and all this, O God, characteristics, drive them far away from us, Father. Lord, may we, O eternal Father, ask also in desperation. Lord, your prophet said we can never be desperate except you touch us. That touch may you give to everyone tonight, Father. That as we ask, we might receive, dear Lord. Grant it, King of glory. Master, as we approach unto you by the way of prayers, Lord, to commit written requests and those that we have Lord, already on the projector and several others that we might have, oh God, personally, we pray that your spirit will inspire us to pray, Lord. As you pray, give us real faith, dear Father, to be able to receive the substance of our request. That at the end of the service tonight, we'll go light-footed, we'll go happy, we'll go satisfied, we'll go, oh God, with assurance in our hearts that you have heard our prayers. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. In Jesus' mighty name, as we ask that to strengthen your servant and be with him the rest of the service. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's listen to this written request before we go to the ones on the pre-pastor. Hymn 23. My feet loose up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine.
Gracious eternal Father, we thank you very much for making the gathering this evening possible, Lord, for the midweek prayer meeting. We are grateful unto you for joining us to give to all of us from our different homes. Thank you, dear Lord, for the worship service. We thank you for the short time of exhortation. Thank you for the written requests of your children. Thank you for the existing prayer requests we have on the projector and the prayers of the saints. Lord Jesus, we know that all these have never been in vain, and they cannot be in vain, because there are promises that you have made that is attached into every one of them. We bless your holy name. Lord Jesus, for all you have done for us and your children, we thank you. Thank you for your provisions. Thank you for your healings. Thank you for your protections. Thank you for your favors. Thank you for your mercies. We thank you, O God, for your blessings, Lord. We are grateful unto you. We ask, O God, that you forgive us our shortcomings and our failures. May every one of them come under your blood. All these requests that we have presented before you tonight, Lord, we have the sure word of assurance from your word that when we have need of anything or we desire anything, we should, and when we ask in prayer, we should believe that we have received them. You say, then shall we have them. Lord Jesus, we ask that you anoint our heart with faith, Lord, that will be in expectation for their manifestation. Especially want to remember the pastor this evening. Lord, we pray, dear God of heaven, that thou, Jehovah Rapha, that you will touch his body. O God of heaven, and the enemy has touched him, O God, Lord, to bring affliction again upon that body. Dear Father, thou knowest, Lord, that all these years he has served you faithfully. Lord, he has spent his years to serve you and to serve your children, and it's the line of duty, and the enemy has come, Lord, to put an obstacle before him. As your children, we come together tonight to condemn the works and the activities of the devil in his body, O God. May you condemn them completely. Your words say you are manifested to destroy the works of the enemy. May you destroy the works of the enemy in his body, dear God. From the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, we ask that you pass through him, Lord, and flush out every sickness, and flush out every affliction. Restore perfect strength to him. Restore good appetite to him. Restore good sleep to him. Restore him to his normal and heavenly Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that very, very shortly, O God, Lord, that we back to his, on his feet and back to his post of duty. That is our humble request tonight, Father. May it be so in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, eternal Father. Your servants that travel down from Kaduna, we thank you for journey mercies that you gave to them yesterday. We are grateful unto you. Lord, the purpose of their coming majorly is because of the departed in-law, Lord, at Jebode. We pray, Father, as they proceed to Jebode tomorrow, may you take them there safely. Lord, the whole ceremony there may be a success, Father. When they return back to Benin, as many of us that will travel down, may you grant us journey mercies. Make this ceremony a success, dear Father. Give us good weather, Lord. May you see us to Heavenly Father. We just ask, O God, that your children, all the journey that they have to make this weekend, make it a success, Lord. Thank you, eternal Father. Shortly, we'll be going back to our homes. You brought us safely. Take us back home safely, Lord. Lord, we ask that you give us a peaceful night rest, Lord. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name for hearing and for granting our petition, because we have asked them all with faith and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord bless you. We want to welcome God's servants from Kaduna. God bless you, sir. That's Pastor James, as we all know him, and that is Brother Dan Banco, the associate. We also have Mama in the audience. I'll be trying to cite her. I can't. Oh, okay. God bless you, man. Welcome. God bless you, man. Thank you. Yeah, they came because of the burial of a power messenger being the in-law to the Oyedepos. So they will be proceeding to Jebode tomorrow morning. So that, because tomorrow is the wake up, while Friday is the burial. And they are going to come back to Ibadan latest by Saturday, if not Friday, they will be back to Ibadan on Saturday latest. And you know what that means. Without saying it, Right out. I'm sure you know what that means. They will be in fellowship with us on Sunday. And you know, when it happens like that, we definitely we have to say one thing or the other to the church. So let's have that in mind, that we're having with us two visiting ministers. And both of them will say something anyhow, trusting the Lord for his blessings. So let's be in expectation and preparation. The Lord bless you. I want us to, okay, let me take care of you. I also want to welcome Mama Odunjo. He's at the back. God bless you, man. Yeah. God bless you. Thank you for coming, man. Yeah, we... The burial of the mother of Brother King Salem is also Friday and Saturday. So, those who did not go to Ijebode on Friday and would like to attend the wake keep, the detail is on the notice board. And then on Saturday is the burial itself. Also, it's all around that LLA axis. That's where I don't really know the place myself, but I've just, on Saturday, I hope to be at the burial service, following the address. I then will ask, we'll get the place. And Pastor Tere also hope to be in Ibadan on Friday because of the burial of the mother of Rakin Salem being his member. And I'm sure he may also know the place because he'll be in that wake keep on Friday. Right. I bring greetings from Ile-Ife. And I was there on Sunday. I told the people that my coming was a bit impromptu, so it was not announced to the church. And but they sent greetings back to everyone. Most of the people are familiar and connected with us. We have Ife people here, both new and so they all send greetings. The pastor and the entire church send greetings to everyone. I want us to especially remembering the pastor in our prayers for quick recovery as he's presently down in earth. Let's trust the Lord that the Lord will quicken his body. We don't want any long-time sickness this time. We just trust God for a miracle that it will be up very, very shortly. That's our design, our prayers. So let's fervently commit him to God in prayers. The Lord bless you all. Shall we rise up?
Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he hath done. Yes, unto the Lord be the glory.